Love your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe Mbakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
And at 18 minutes past six, it's time to get right into our conversation with our psychic and medium, Deboho Matebeng Mvete. Good morning, Deboho.
Good morning, Refilwe. How are you?
I am so well. I trust you are too. You are too?
I'm good.
Fantastic. So, we are talking meditation this morning. And yes, it is an ancient tradition practiced in many cultures all over the world to create a sense of calm and inner harmony. Deboho, when you talk meditation with your clients, how do you advise them to go about it?
Okay, thank you so much for the question. People need to realize that spiritual meditation, you know, it's something that makes you realize your internal truth, and you need to let go of all that had happened, you know, in your past and focus in the future. It's a meditation where it comes from an innate longing to see and think from innate longing to see and think beyond the characteristic of world surrounding you. You know, it has its own benefits. Yes, it might be ancient, as you said, but it's an ancient tradition and it's still being practiced in cultures all over around the world. You know, we see people in some cultures like your Judaism and your Hinduism, they still practice that. And also some African people also do that, you know, depending on exactly where they want to tap into or what kind of meditation they want to do, because there's also different kinds of meditation.
Yeah. Well, talk to us about that, Deboho, because obviously, you know, now you can download an app to help you meditate and be mindful. And it's, you know, often in the secular world touted as a way to calm oneself, to center oneself, and even to be more productive, right? Or to avoid stress and anxiety. But talk to us about meditation as part of one's spiritual practice.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Philip. Okay. Meditation is a very powerful treatment, you know, and people, most of them, they want to do it so that they can be able to align themselves spiritually and tap into their world of spirituality so that they can be able to discover themselves in that way. So it helps people to control their anxieties. People can also generate kindness from them, you know, from what you call from meditation. It also helps to promote emotional health. You know, people that suffer from depression and anxiety, they also can benefit from that. And also it also helps with people to enhance self-awareness, because people can find themselves lost around, you know, get at themselves. So if they meditate, they can be able to get in control with their soul and be able to be aligned with themselves, you know. So it does help with those things, you know. It promotes emotional health. Where we have problems with health, can also be able to help with that. It helps also let go of the past and empowers you to help you reach your higher consciousness. So that's also very important.
When you talk about the benefits, including helping one to let go of the past, how does that work?
It works because you find that if a lot of people still hold on in terms of the past, you know, they still hold on things that have happened when they were growing up, when they were in terms of their childhood and all that. So if they use these techniques, you know, in terms of meditation, and they be able to acknowledge, you know, their thoughts and tap into their thoughts, it's able to make them let go of these things that are hanging over them, so they can be able to be focused and be relaxed and be able to focus about the future that is coming. Because if you hold on to the past, somehow you're not be able to connect, you know, into the spirit, you know. Somehow it hinders your progress as a person. So meditation will alleviate some of these things, you know. Also, you can also use that in terms of your visualization, because it also allows you to relax your mind, you know, and have a thought outcome. That can also work if you visualizing for the good things to happen, including the benefits of release of anxiety and depression.
So anyone who's interested to start on a meditation journey or to try it out and see how this practice might work for them, where to begin? What do we need to know? And what should we be... what should we be cognizant of when we start?
Okay. Right. First of all, people need to be aware that when you start with these medication techniques, you need to be relaxed. You know, you need to choose a comfortable position. You need to also acknowledge the thoughts. You need to know the reason why you are doing meditation. What is the whole purpose? What is it that you want to achieve in terms of your meditation? They also need to reflect on themselves, you know, and they also need to utter a prayer. It's very important that when you get into this space that you also pray a lot. So first of all, you will close your eyes, because it's very important for you to close your eyes when you meditate. You cannot meditate while your eyes are opened. Mm-hmm. And you need to sit in a comfortable, or lie rather, in a comfortable space. Some people would prefer a chair. Some people will prefer a cushion. Mm-hmm. You know, I also use a cushion to meditate. You know? So it makes you to have to have control of your breathing technique, so that you can be able to breathe normally, you know, and also indicate the way your body inhale and exhale, you know, everything. So it's very important that you reach, and they need to know that there's also different, you know, types of meditation. We've got your spiritual meditation, where some people will also burn an essence and also meditate. Some people will be able to listen to, you know, an orchestra music. Some people prefer, you know, absolute just silence, mm-hmm. you know, when they meditate. And you've got your focused meditation, where you the purpose is for you to meditate, is to focus. People mostly use that when do they go into the exams, or they're preparing to write tests and all of that. Uh-huh. And you've got your movement meditation, whereby you use that to control your movement, in terms of how you move, in terms of your body, in terms of controlling your pains in your body, maybe for healing, and also if maybe you're going through a physiotherapy or something along the health space. Mm-hmm. That will also help in terms of that. So those are the kind of things that they can look out for.
Yeah. And, you know, how often do you practice meditation, Teboho, and perhaps recommend people do so as well? How often and for how long?
It really depends, because we do differ. I think mostly I do it about twice a week when I do get time. If I don't get time, I do it for once a week. It's a session that can take about 10 to 30 minutes, mm-hmm. depending exactly of what kind of meditation are you going to be concentrating on. But it's very important that you get your surrounding, you get your spacing, and that you become focused, because if you're not focused, you can be easily to be distracted. Mm-hmm. You are into that world of meditation, you can even hear when somebody screams or any distractions, because you are not there, you know, visually and mentally and spiritually. You are in another world, so you need to concentrate on that world, so that you can be able to see the outcome and the benefits of exactly what you're doing. So it depends from one person to another, but the minimum time I would prefer 30 minutes, so that you can be able to understand and have, you know, those benefits.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. I mean, often you're told, or, you know, when one is doing a meditation class, you're told to empty your mind or follow your breath, you know, and it takes a long time before one is at that place where they lose themselves in meditation and aren't distracted by external factors. How do you get there? What do you recommend to do? Are you also, you know, are you a proponent of following your breath and controlled breathing and concentrating on the breath? Because if you told me to do that versus emptying my mind, I think I might be able to handle that. I don't know how to empty my mind and not focus on specific thoughts or let my mind race.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I must say that this meditation process, it's a learning curve. You know, no one can really master it. But the breathing techniques are very important, because you need to pay attention to the way you breathe, you know, and inhale and exhale in a proper way, so that you don't get this. That is, you don't have a breathing problem. So if you tap into that, and you'll be able to control your mind, because it's all about your mind being relaxed, you know, so that you can be able to have the benefits that you want to have. So it's very important that you focus in that way. Because remember that spiritual meditation is a mindful practice of connection to something as our awareness, and it makes us have confidence and increase. So that we can be able to reach, you know, our desire. So it's very important that you tap into that. But being focused and being relaxed is the main factors of the whole thing. You need to be focused and you need to be relaxed.
All right, fantastic. So now that we've clarified that, Teboho, what I'm trying to, I guess the question then becomes my final question to you, is the difference between meditation and prayer?
Okay. Prayer. You know, prayer is when you pray and you connect with the Lord. You connect with your spirit. You know your spiritual spirit. You know your guides. It's the fact that you do, because you pray, you have that connection. In prayer, you become specific about what you want, about your needs, your troubles, your challenges. But when you meditate, it's a space that you get yourself into, you know. It's about to visualize. It's about you going deeper in a world that you've never been. It's about you coming yourself, you know. And also it's about for you that what exactly are you meditating for? What is it that you want to achieve with this meditation? As I said before, that it will help you let go of your past and empowers you, and it helps you to reach your higher consciousness. So it's about to be into your consciousness and be able to achieve your benefits at the end of the day. Where prayer is something different, because it's you having your relationship with your God and letting it go and everything.
All right, fantastic. We've got one caller. George is on the line. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast, George. Please go ahead and address your question to Teboho. I'm guessing you want a reading from him, actually.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
My name is George from Randfontein. I would just like to have a reading about my love life and career, please.
Okay, no problem. George, what's your surname?
Siripe.
Siripe.
Yes.
Okay, and your date of birth?
23 February 1981.
Thank you so much, George. Okay. With you, what I pick up, George, is that your life doesn't go well, because often you are afraid of commitment. You don't want to commit, in the things that you have to commit on. You must understand that being in a relationship, it's all about compromise. And there's certain things in your life that you don't want to compromise, you know? Mm-hmm. So you cannot be able to be involved with anyone if you're not being able to compromise in that way. So you want your self-made or person that you want to be in a relationship with. But unfortunately, that you get people with different characteristics that are, you know, different in their own way. So for you to be able to get the person that you want, you should be able to, you know, pray about that specific person, because your needs are very different from other people's needs. But you will get a person that you want as time goes on. It's just that the kind of people that you're looking for is a very rare people that you can just get anyway. But you will get people that understand you, you know. What I also recommend that you do, focus on your father's side, the Serite people. So the people that you will align you in terms of your spirit. You need to know more about who you are and also connect more with your roots. But then you will have success as time goes on. Please watch out for movement in terms of next year. Anything after April next year, anything after the 20th of April, you will be able to have growth and development in your life.
Okay.
Okay. All right, George, I hope that was helpful for you. Good luck with the future, with the love life, and of course, work and career. Teboho, thanks so much. Really insightful conversation this morning. How do we reach you?
All right, my number to reach me is 067-392-3017. They can be able to make an appointment with my assistant, and I'm looking forward to see them. And thank you so much for the people who, you know, get up in the morning and make efforts to listen to my topics and listen to my, you know, my insights and everything. I really appreciate it. And thank you so much to you also, Rifil, and also to the rest of the people in the studio.
An absolute pleasure, Teboho. You keep well until we speak next week.
Thank you so much. Keep well and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. That's psychic and medium, Teboho Matepeng Mfete. Just going on 6:33 on the Sunday edition of Weekend Breakfast.